It's only been a week since the 2024 race for the White House was upended, but it's already entering the final countdown. Now fewer than 100 days until Election Day. In the last couple of days, the Republican ticket, that's Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, hit the campaign trail together while Vice President Kamala Harris spent her first full weekend as the likely Democratic nominee. Here's Lisa Desjardins.
Because we have a lot to talk about.
Tonight, Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign is basking in the glow of a colossal fundraising haul and a new surge in the polls. Her campaign announced yesterday that it had raised over $200 million in the first week of her candidacy. That's more than the Trump campaign raised in the entire month of June. And Team Harris got a boost in manpower, saying more than 170,000 volunteers signed up. But even with that, at a Massachusetts fundraiser this weekend, Harris warned against overconfidence.
We're the underdogs in this race. But this is a people power campaign. And we have momentum.
Those signs of energy are also showing up in the polls. A new ABC News Ipsos poll shows voters warming up to Harris fast, with 43% favorability. That number was 35% just a week ago. The jump was especially pronounced among independents, now with 44% viewing Harris favorably. That's up by 16 points.
Are you ready to elect Kamala Harris president of the United States of America?
Stumping for Harris on the trail this weekend, a number of high-profile surrogates who are also among her potential running mates. The VP could pick her VP as soon as this week. The blitz of events and messaging, including what the campaign dubbed a weekend of action, include a new angle of attack against opponents Donald Trump and J.D. Vance.
Well, we're not afraid of weird people.
No.
We're a little bit creeped out, but we're not afraid.
Donald Trump has been resorting to some wild lies about my record and some of what he and his running mate are saying. Well, it's just plain weird.
But Team Trump is also hitting the trail hard, with Trump holding three major appearances since Friday, starting with the former president and his number two appearing together in Minnesota. That's a state that hasn't voted for a Republican for president in over 50 years. But Trump wants to redraw the map, even as he himself writes new attack lines.
We have a brand new victim. And honestly, she's a radical left lunatic.
She has no clue. She has no clue. She's evil.
Since the attempt on his life, Trump has only had events at indoor venues, including this one in Minnesota. But he has vowed to return to Butler, Pennsylvania, where the shooting happened, for a rally at a later date. And today, the FBI said the former president has agreed to be interviewed as part of their investigation into the shooting. But over the weekend, many Trump allies also had to explain these comments Trump made to a gathering of Christian conservatives on Friday.
Christians, get out and vote just this time. You won't have to do it anymore. Four more years, you know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians.
A spokesman said Trump was talking about uniting the country. Running mate J.D. Vance gave an explanation Sunday.
So I think he's saying, get out there, make sure this election matters, because if you don't, the next 4 years, we may not have a real election if the Democrats give illegal aliens the right to vote.
Harris and Trump will both campaign in battleground states in the next few days, and with just 99 days left in the race, every day counts. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.